We're talking to CEO, founder, Dr. Leonard Scott. Not only that, of Ty Scott, not only that, Dr. Scott is a dentist, entrepreneur, songwriter, you know, artist. The list keeps going on and on for you, Doctor. Is there anything you don't do, Dr. Scott?
Man, I love praising the Lord. Amen. Hey. I just love, you know, giving him glory.
You talked about feeling good 40 years. Let's talk about some of your artists. Can we do that?
Certainly, certainly.
The first artist I'm thinking about is John Prince Key.
Okay, yeah.
Tell us about John P. Key.
Well, you know, it's just amazing how we came upon John. I was, this was back in maybe the late 80s, early 90s. We had a guy who was working A&R for us who's in Detroit. And I remember on a Saturday morning, he called early. I was still in bed. He said, "Man, Doc, I think we got us one." And he started playing this. You know, back then it was cassette tapes that people would send in demos on. Mm-hmm. And so he had a demo tape from John, and he played the first song. And I said, "Yeah, that's nice." And he said, "Man, listen to this one." And he played the second one. And he said, "Listen to this one." He played the third one. Mm-hmm. And so I'm still in bed, man. I said, "Man, just go on and sign him. Go on and sign him."
Hey.
And, you know, and it's amazing that John told me later on that a number of the other record companies asked why he didn't send that tape to them. And he told me, he said, "I did. I sent it to all of them. Every single company out there I sent that tape to." And we were the only ones to pick it up, though. And I think it was a God thing, you know.
Wow. Okay, let's talk about Dietrich Haddon.
Dietrich Haddon. Now, Dietrich, actually, I've known his dad for years. Bishop Clarence Haddon and I have been friends. You know, we were affiliated with the same organization, and every year, you know, we see each other at the convention. At this one particular convention, he told me, he said, "You know what? You need to hear my kids. They got a pretty nice sound, you know." And at that time, they were all, you know, a lot younger than they are now. And he gave me a tape also, and I took it back to the company, and sure enough, you know, the A&R people, they liked it and said, "This is something I think we should pursue." And so that's how we signed Dietrich.
Mr. Rance Allen.
Ah, yes, Rance. Now, that, you know, Rance has been around for, man, long time. He started out with Stax back in the day, back in the 60s, I guess. And back, you know, Stax didn't have a gospel label. They just were R&B, but they liked Rance so much, and Rance told them, you know, "I'm a gospel singer, you know." But his music was so cutting edge back then. You know, he was sort of like they said about Thomas Dorsey, you know, when they kick him out of churches because they said his music was too boogie-woogie or whatever. And today, you know, his music is as traditional as you can get, you know. It's in the hymn books, you know. But the same with Rance. You know, they said his music, a lot of the church folk, you know, said it was too worldly, like. And so Rance, you know, when we actually signed Rance, he wasn't doing a real lot. He had kind of, really, my son Bryant, you know, had been following him, and he noticed he hadn't had anything out for a long time. And so he called his manager, you know, and Rance, he really wasn't, you know, wasn't interested. He was like, you know, that'd be nice or whatever, but, you know, because he's a pastor, you know, and he's probably one of our busiest artists, but he does more preaching than singing. I mean, he's gone all the time.
Wow.
But somehow, you know, Brad convinced him that, you know, "Man, you still got some good music in you. You need to do, you know." And so finally, Rance, you know, he consented to go ahead and you know, do another project, and, you know, the rest is history, you know.
There is a young lady who was teaching school, and she has blown the doors off of everything. It seems like everything she touches anointed, it goes to the top. How about Casey J?
Yes, Casey J. She's a phenomenal, phenomenal worship leader and talent. And she was brought to us by Pastor Marquise Boone. And he's got a tremendous anointing to be able to recognize, you know, talent and anointing. And he actually, you know, discovered her and has groomed her and actually brought her to us. She's just getting started, man.
Okay, 10 stellar awards, Anthony Brown and Group Therapy. What can you say?
Yeah, man, that was really awesome to be there. And in fact, man, after a while, it's almost embarrassing. You know, it's like sitting there like, oh wow, you're another one. You know, but wow. loving it, and certainly, you know, Anthony Brown is a phenomenal talent, phenomenal anointing, and you know, people think that he's new kid on the block, but he's really been around for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And if you start looking at credits, he's written for a number of the gospel artists. He's actually backed up a number of the gospel artists on, you know, programs, on TV programs and other programs down through the years. Now is his time.
Speaking of the internet, how about Brianna, Bree?
Yeah. Now this was another one that was brought to us by Pastor Marquise Boone. And he just, you know, she had, I think, over 1 million internet hits, you know, over a song that she was just singing in her living room or somewhere. I don't know.
And, wow.
How do you do that?
How do you do that?
and that is the difference that the internet brings, you know. I mean, doing this without a record company, you know.
Wow.
Yeah.
Tiff Joy,
of course, in 2015, wrote the song of the year that was performed by Ricky Dillard.
Mm-hmm.
And she was also singing, you know, on the song. And phenomenal talent, phenomenal songwriter. And, you know, she's got a great future ahead of her also.
Dr. Scott, how can folks get their hands on Celebrate the Legacy, Feel Good? How can we get them to get their hands on a great, great project?
Well, that project is available, of course, Amazon.com, iTunes, Walmart, and Christian bookstores, wherever good gospel music is purchased. And if it's not there, if it's sold out, they can order it back in, or you can, you know, go and download it. You know, a lot of people are downloading their music now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, Dr. Scott, we could talk about your label. We could go on and on about Lonnie Hunter, about Deidre Moore and Ruth Leandra, and you've got quite a stable over there of artists. And it seems like it's just been a blessing, and we thank God that you've never given it up. Or have you ever thought about just throwing the towel in after all these years?
I have, down through the years, it has crossed my mind. In fact, there were times when we were, you know, just starting out, that I would meet with my accountant, and you know, we would go over for taxes, you know, the different businesses, what they were doing, and we'd always get down to the record company, and he would get to that one, and he'd say, "You need to shut that one down. You know, it's draining the money from all the rest of them." But it was something that I loved to do. I loved gospel music, and I would tell him, well, you know, he golfed. You know, I said, well, you like to golf, man. I like gospel music, so
hey.
You know. But through the years, especially, you know, when my son Bryant came on to start running it, it really started to blossom, And the Lord let me know that he had anointed him, you know, for such a time as this. And it turned into, you know, a viable entity. And also my nephew, Sidney, when he helped to make that happen. And, you know, just all the guys that are working with us, and the entire team of Jeff and Isaiah and Layton, and, you know, everybody that's working with us to make it happen are key in the element. And of course, people like yourself that, because if you didn't play the music, you know, nobody would ever hear it.
Right. Well, thank you.
Say thank you. Thank you so much for the radio and TV, you know, industry, both internet and AM, FM.
Mm-hmm. Well, Dr. Scott, it has been a pleasure. I didn't think we were going to talk this long, but but it was enjoyable. And I know your fans, our listeners, you know, are enjoying it, and they're going to enjoy it. Dr. Scott, thank you for your time. May God continue to shine on you.
All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Dr. Leonard Scott, inside of the Gospel Spotlight.